Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 55. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 29. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 37. Dry and turning much cooler Saturday and Sunday with highs in the mid-20s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki, currently 39.
Mid-America Network News. The active investigation for the 7-week-old infant who died in July is currently being investigated by the Kansas Bureau of Investigation and Attorney General Chris Kobach. The baby boy passed away on July 23rd of 2025. Attorney General Kobach will ultimately prosecute the ongoing case. This comes after the Salina Police Department received the final autopsy report. The state treasurer's office has more than $600 million in unclaimed property. It could be insurance proceeds, stocks and bonds, dividends, safety deposit box contents, old payroll checks, money orders, refunds, or overpayments. It's super easy to check. Just go online to missingmoney.ks.gov. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Why do winners play at Seven Clans Casinos? The numbers don't lie. From Wichita to Texas, Seven Clans has the only certified loose casino, as verified by Strictly Slots Magazine. That's why winners play here. Plus, use your Seven Clans rewards card for even more perks and offers. It's official. Seven Clans Casinos have the area's only certified loose slots.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Emporia State University has a new president. The Kansas Board of Regents this morning named Matthew Baker, currently the vice president of student affairs at Northwest Missouri State, as the 19th president of Emporia State. Baker replaces Ken Hush, who served as Emporia State's president for the past 4 years. Hush is retiring later this month. A new development is officially coming to South Central Topeka. The city approved the agreement on Tuesday with BHI Development to move forward with the Sunflower Crossing Project. The district is located in the undeveloped section of land in the northwest quadrant. It's already confirmed that a Quick Trip will be built in addition to a 3,500 square foot retail box store and a 6,500 square foot retail store or restaurant. Because it is a community improvement district, an extra 1% sales tax will be charged. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska Legislature's Executive Board ended up going into a 90-minute meeting on Monday earlier this week and saying that they will be delaying a vote on how they'll respond to the groping allegations against State Senator Dan McKeon out of Amherst, Nebraska. KSNV Local Channel 4 reports that according to the Executive Board that is in charge of handling disciplinary procedures with the legislature, they met back on October 27th to discuss the situation in a different closed session while meeting again on Monday this past week, adjourning without reaching any resolution. The issue came after the Nebraska State Patrol had cited McKeon for misdemeanor public indecency back in late October. After investigating the allegation, it showed a staffer was attending an out-of-session party this past spring in Lincoln when they had received a report that McKeon had allegedly, quote, made inappropriate contact with her over the top of her clothing. So far, no information has been made public about the closed-door meeting, with legal advice coming from the council saying to be cautious about public statements regarding the situation.
The Kia Season of New Tradition sales event at Midwest Kia is on, and the deals are stacking up just in time for Christmas. Right now, get 0% APR on select new 2025 Kia models with Kia Motors Finance. Then find the ornament on the windshield to stack another $750 off. Gift yourself even more savings with exclusive dealer discounts from Midwest Kia with up to 4% off MSRP. And yes, that can be combined with the national incentives. Trading in with qualified trade, get up to $1,000 additional dealer discount. That's 0% financing, ornament cash, dealer discount, and a $1,000 trade-in bonus, all on top of Kia's legendary value and 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. But hurry, these deals end January 5th. Visit MidwestKia.com or stop by today for a better way to buy.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Example stock number K14927, 2025 Nero, MSRP 34405, 4% dealer discount of $1,376, 0% APR up to 60 months plus $750 bonus cash with approved credit to Kia Motors Finance, $16 per month for $1,000 finance. Trade assist is a dealer discount available with qualifying trade-in 2018 or newer under 100,000 miles. Warranties are limited powertrain warranty.
This project has been many years in the discussion and hasn't come to fruition. Well, this is the way you jumpstart it. Is you know, a lot of people put a lot of time and treasure, and again, not asking for us to come and throw money at another plan. They're building the plan. They're doing this work. They're asking for us, for our support, and then moving ahead and finding some of these funding options.
Marysville Mayor Todd Fry commenting as the City Council considered a request Monday for support of development of the North 7th Street corridor, which will complete a missing portion of the Blue River Rail Trail from downtown Marysville to the trailhead at the north edge of town. The action followed a presentation by architect Gary Yeager, who serves as a professor in the Architecture and Design Department at Kansas State University. Working with local volunteers and CES Group, he shared a concept draft that would provide a connecting trail and amenities on the former rail bed just west of the historic depot between Carolina and Calhoun Streets. Design plans and a video overview available at the City of Marysville website. His ask and the council motion was for support in order to pursue grant funding and resources. This will include finalizing a proposed budget and developing a proposed timeline, which could range up to 2 years from application to completion. A target date of February 1st was set in order to allow invitation to apply for the Kansas Department of Transportation Safe Streets Program. No initial city funding was requested, with grants, private, and public funding expected to be needed. Benefits outlined included completion of a trail link, increasing visits and resulting economic activity, potential development of the area, and better connections with the city east, west, and north, south. In approving support, the mayor cautioned the project would not interfere with plans to improve badly deteriorated roads in East Marysville on North 12th, 11th, and Keystone Roads. Efforts to revert 12th Street to gravel as a first step were brought up later in the meeting. The city administrator reporting that better road rock had been identified from the Nebraska area and would be delivered soon. The remaining asphalt surface was taken out recently, and residents expressed concern with poor quality gravel used that was not holding up. Donations of new and gently used toys, gift cards, books, new pillows, full or larger blankets, and monetary contributions for Santa's Closet may be left at drop boxes located throughout Marshall County for distribution in Marysville December 17. Locations for the drop box include the One Marysville office, Marysville Public Library, and several outlying communities. Those families wishing to utilize the Santa's Closet services are asked to register this Saturday, December 13th from 1 to 4 at the Helvering Center in Marysville, or Sunday, December 14th at the Marysville Mercantile in the South Kester House. That will be for registration. Then distribution will be at the former Impulse Archery next to Sarge's in downtown Marysville Wednesday evening, December 17th. But again, you must be registered in advance. Big Marysville Christmas is Saturday. Pony Express Partnership for Children Breakfast with Santa from 8 to 10 a.m. at the Lincoln Center. Free showing of Zootopia at 10:30 at the Astro 3 Theater. An afternoon of baking with reindeer games from 1 to 4 at the Helvering Center for Kids. Santa's to arrive in Lynn on Saturday at the old gym at 10:30. A soup meal will follow. Santa Soup Day is planned Saturday, December 13th in Summerfield from 11 to 1. Free will offering. Proceeds benefit the veterans. Santa will visit 11:30 until 12:30. Santa arrives in Barnes Sunday at the Firehouse. Free soup and drawings for hams and turkeys. Santa arrives at 12:30 in Barnes on Sunday. And finally, the 63rd annual Ecumenical Christmas Cantata will be Sunday, 7 p.m. at Salem Lutheran Church, southwest of Axtell. And a North Park Christmas drive through in Marysville is planned Sunday evening, beginning at 5:30 until 7. Enter from 12th Street through Park Place, then through Debbie Lane in North Marysville. Tune Key and DY, AM 1570, FM 94.1, Sunday evening for Christmas favorites. Hilda Eliyahler Holligan, age 101, of Marysville, passed away, and a funeral service is planned Friday, 11 a.m. for Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville, burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Eliyahler Holligan. Victor E. Vic Stanley, age 100, of Blue Rapids, passed away, and a celebration of life service is planned December 22nd, 10:30 a.m. at the United Presbyterian Church, Blue Rapids, interment in the Fairmont Cemetery, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Vic Stanley.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny skies today with our highs in the mid-50s and mid-60s. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Sunny and cooler throughout Friday with our highs in the upper 20s and mid-30s. Then mostly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the single digits and mid-teens. Staying partly sunny throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 40s, and partly cloudy skies into Saturday night with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. More sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s, then partly cloudy skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Mostly sunny skies as we head into Monday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Partly cloudy throughout Monday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Staying mostly sunny throughout Tuesday with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. Staying partly cloudy throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Mostly sunny skies throughout Wednesday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-December, 43, record high on this date, 65. The average low, 21, and the record low, 9 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:39. Sunset this evening at 5:03.
Some people will do the craziest things for chronically cold feet. A few of the more reasonable remedies today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 11th, the 345th day of the year. Singer Brenda Lee was born on this day, and Joe DiMaggio announced his retirement from baseball today in 1951. Cold feet are no fun, and if you ask 10 people, you're likely to get 10 different answers about getting them warm. Here's a few methods most likely to work. Soak them in warm water. Water conducts heat 25 times faster than air. Drink plenty of fluids. Staying hydrated helps blood flow more efficiently to your extremities. Stop smoking. Nicotine restricts blood vessels and hinders circulation. And some people swear by putting cayenne pepper in their socks. It actually works, but be careful. It can irritate the skin and will probably turn your socks pink. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoovers in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoovers in Greenleaf.
For holiday shopping this year, One Marysville invites you to see what Marysville has to offer. Shop our historic downtown district or venture out to see what other great locally owned businesses are under your tree. Dollars spent locally go back to activities that are important to you all year long. Shop Marysville and visit these local businesses during the holiday season.
As the season of joy and togetherness blooms, we at the Garden of Eden in Marysville want to extend our heartfelt thanks to our wonderful community. This holiday season, let us help you spread cheer with fresh, beautiful flowers, festive arrangements, and thoughtful gifts perfect for everyone on your list. Whether you're brightening a home, celebrating with loved ones, or sharing a token of appreciation, we're here to make your holidays a little more magical. Happy holidays and a joyous new year from your friends at the Garden of Eden.
Hey, customers, your holiday meals deserve the best. This year, stop in and see me, Tony, the Meat Man, and the rest of the crew at Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Always fresh prime rib roast, chuck roast, steaks with top quality seafood, including lobster tails, shrimp, scallops, and more. Snacker and sandwich party trays available. Don't forget, Tony's Meat Market gift certificates make perfect stocking stuffers.
Open Tuesday through Saturday. Stop by and let us get your holiday parties kicked off right.
Ho, ho, ho. Hey, buddy, what do you want for Christmas this year?
I want Mom and Dad to get me a new car from Crown Over Auto Sales in Marysville. They have any type of ride you can think of, and if they don't have it, they can just find it just in time for Christmas.
Make the holiday special this year by stopping at Crown Over Auto Sales in Marysville. Tell them the big man himself sent you. Ho, 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 ho.
This is Jim Hall, president of Sunflower Community Credit Union. I would like to thank all of our members and volunteers for helping us continue to grow as a member-owned financial institution. It is our mission to always provide the best service and advice possible to our members. We wish you all a Merry Christmas and a safe and prosperous New Year.
Thank you for shopping local and supporting our Marysville businesses this holiday season.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas State women's basketball team is moving through their basketball season now as one player coming all the way from Belgium is coming in hot this season, averaging 12.6 points per game, 5.1 rebounds, and one assist as Nastia Klassens talks about getting settled in as a Kansas State Wildcat after helping lead the Belgian national basketball team win their 2025 FIBA Women's Euro Basket Tournament.
Getting to know the plays a little bit, getting to know the team, I feel really good here. It feels like a family, so I'm happy here. It was amazing, to be honest. Just being with the group, like a lot of very good players, and just being with them all summer and getting to learn from them, it's been really nice. And then the cherry on top, like winning the gold medal, was amazing.
The Wildcats are back in action this Sunday with a 2:30 tip-off on the road, taking on Creighton. Mid-America Network Sports.
The Kia Season of New Tradition sales event at Midwest Kia is on, and the deals are stacking up just in time for Christmas. Buy now, get 0% APR on select new 2025 Kia models with Kia Motors Finance. Then find the ornament on the windshield to stack another $750 off. Gift yourself even more savings with exclusive dealer discounts from Midwest Kia with up to 4% off MSRP. And yes, that can be combined with the national incentives. Trading in with qualified trade, get up to $1,000 additional dealer discount. That's 0% financing, ornament cash, dealer discount, and a $1,000 trade-in bonus, all on top of Kia's legendary value and 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. But hurry, these deals end January 5th. Visit MidwestKia.com or stop by today for a better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Example, stock number K14927, 2025 NERO, MSRP 34405, 4% dealer discount of $1,376, 0% APR up to 60 months, plus $750 bonus cash with approved credit to Kia Motors Finance, $16 per month for $1,000 finance. Trade Assist is a dealer discount available with qualifying trade-in, 2018 or newer, under 100,000 miles. Warranties, a limited powertrain warranty.
The city of Kansas City says they are excited about preparing for the upcoming FIFA World Cup Finals that will be held in Kansas City in 2026, with celebrations going on this past weekend with the announcements of what teams that could be playing within the upcoming tournament. As according to the community, they say that Kansas City soccer fans will be in for a treat for the first time being to host the tournament.
The bid to become a host city for FIFA World Cup 26 started nearly a decade ago, and so the final draw really is this moment that, you know, has been anticipated for 7-8 years because we are such a welcoming community. The big question everybody wants to know is who is going to be here? Who are we going to welcome? Who are we going to see compete against each other? And we've rallied together. We won this bid as a community that was united around soccer. And that's the way we're planning to host the World Cup in 2026.
Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville High boys and girls wrestling teams host Wamego. It's a duel this evening at 6. High school basketball broadcast action Friday. Marysville entertains Clay Setter live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. In our Friday feature game, Washington County entertains Lincoln live on KNDY FM 95.5.
Keep youngsters busy throughout the holidays with these fast and easy garden projects. Not only will they have fun, but these make great table decorations and gifts for family and friends. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Try growing fast-sprouting grasses like pet grass, wheatgrass, and rye for quick results. Purchase or repurpose a colorful tin or get out the waterproof paints and markers and let the kids decorate plastic and terracotta pots. Add drainage holes as needed and fill with a quality potting mix. Once the grass has sprouted, add a bit of color and holiday cheer with the help of silk and fresh flowers, decorative branches, and ornaments. Use as a centerpiece or attach a name and use smaller pots for place-setting cards. And don't overlook the gifting options. Plant some pet grass as a treat for your favorite indoor cats and dogs, and wheatgrass for your favorite juicer. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
KNDY.
Our time is something pretty important to most of us. We may keep track of it with our phone or watch, but 200 years ago, keeping time was a much more difficult and expensive endeavor, and many of the people building the best timepieces were in this town. I'll tell you why next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
You probably didn't realize that something most of us use every day was impacted greatly by this one town.
Bristol really was the center of clockmaking in the early 19th century, late 18th century. So we start with clockmaking here in the 1790s, really. Over time, Bristol has had over 280 different businesses involved in clockmaking.
Patty Philippon is speaking from the American Clock and Watch Museum in Bristol, Connecticut.
We're an East Coast town right on a river, so they were able to use the river for materials and also for water power. There was a lot of wood and natural resources here, clockmaking for the cases, making them out of wood.
And Bristol might be one of the first cities that new immigrants would come to, which gave the industry access to some new citizens with specialized skills.
You had a master clockmaker who then had apprentices. And so a lot of people learned the skill of clockmaking, perhaps in Europe, immigrated to the United States, and then trained their own apprentices who spread out throughout the country.
And in the late 1700s and early 1800s, this could be a very time and labor-intensive process to get a clock for one's home or business.
In the early days, you would hire a clockmaker, and they would make just the movement. We're talking about tall clocks or grandfather clocks, like we call them today. And a master clockmaker would make maybe 12 or 20 movements a year. Then you would have to hire somebody outside of that to make the case for you.
In the first half of the 1800s, though, companies began to find ways to speed up the process, producing more clocks each year and making a timepiece more affordable. But there's more to the story. This next time, as we travel the countryside, in Bristol, Connecticut, I'm Andrew McCray.
Of snow on your outbuildings can cause structural problems. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. How much snow can a roof handle? Stay tuned to find out as you're living the country life.
Living the country life
ideas, and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you want a soybean season that's a cut above the rest, you need the iconic front-to-back coverage of Authority Brand Herbicides plus Anthem Max Herbicide. Use Authority Brand Herbicides for clean fields in the front and for big yields in the back. Apply Anthem Max Herbicide 21 to 28 days after emergence for outrageous protection that really stands out. Visit ag.fmc.com or talk to your retailer about Authority Brand Herbicides and Anthem Max Herbicide to get iconic front-to-back coverage. Always read and follow all label directions.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Barns and outbuildings can handle the weight of a heavy snowfall, but sometimes it's just too much and the structure collapses. How much snow weight the roof can handle depends on several factors, including the roofing material, slope, and age of the building. A common value used for most agricultural buildings is about 20 pounds of load per square foot. Kevin Yanni is an extension engineer at the University of Minnesota. He says the moisture content of the snow also makes a difference.
Dry, fluffy snow has a weight of about 3 pounds per cubic foot. So if you got a 20-pound load there, you're someplace in the range of about 6 feet of dry, fluffy snow that you can handle. If you've got heavy, wet snow, that can be in the range of about 21 pounds per cubic foot. If you got a snow load of 20 pounds and you get the wet, heavy stuff, if you got a foot of snow, you're really up there against your limit.
It's hard to eyeball exactly how much is up there, so Yanni suggests measuring snow depth on the ground. But keep in mind that wind and other factors can create uneven snow depth on the roof. If you're concerned about damage, spend some time looking at the outside of the building.
You're looking at roof line to see if that's still nice and straight. You look at the side walls and see if there's any parts of the wall that are bulging out. Then if the building looks straight and true and you can go into the building, you're looking at the sidewalls, trusses, if they're open, or if you've got a ceiling, again, are they straight?
Get excess snow off the roof as soon as possible, but do it as safely as you can. Learn more about snow load on outbuildings at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The simple believe everything, but the prudent give thought to their steps. Proverbs 14:15. Hi, I'm Rob West with a Faith and Finance Minute. Online scams are getting more sophisticated every day, which means wisdom and prayerful caution are vital parts of stewardship. Remember, scammers prey on urgency and emotion. If you get a call, text, or email demanding immediate action, pause. Urgency is usually a red flag. Also, never send money through wire transfers or gift cards. And if possible, use a credit card, not a debit card, when shopping online for better fraud protection. Finally, monitor your bank and credit activity regularly. Part of being a faithful steward is taking proactive, prayerful steps to protect what God has entrusted to you. It's not living in fear, it's walking in wisdom. Manage your finances wisely with the easy-to-use FaithFi app. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, from your app store or learn more at faithfi.com.
Seeking health care in rural communities is different from urban health care. That's next on Farm to Fork. As we approach the end of 2025, I'd like to thank everyone who supported the Farm Safety and Health campaign this year on Farm to Fork. Those of you who are regular listeners might have found it a bit excessive, but considering what's at stake, I hope you saw it as the service it was intended to be. By year's end, more than 50 million sets of ears heard these messages. There's still time to join in supporting the campaign. Visit NorthShoreProductions.com to learn how. Unless your farm caters to agro-tourists, you should be careful about hosting visitors who are not used to being around livestock or machinery. It poses a safety risk to them and a liability issue for you if your insurance doesn't cover persons outside of the farming operation. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The rural person seeking health care services has a different perspective than an urban patient. Jessie Grote is with the AgriSafe Network and works remotely from her family's ranch in northwestern Nebraska.
People in rural areas, our access to care, our incidence of chronic disease, all these different pieces are just so much higher. And I think there's a lot of reasons for that. I think that it is just really important for healthcare providers to understand that it is different.
Grote says rural communities are pretty close-knit, and persons seeking healthcare often know the providers caring for them.
We often don't want to just hear somebody tell us what to do. It has to be from somebody that we know and that we love and that we trust in that.
Grote says AgriSafe offers a distance learning course primarily for nurses who may be unfamiliar with working in a rural environment.
We also have a ton of resources that are for patients that I think our healthcare providers can use. So those are all free on our website, talking about that protective personal equipment, talking about ergonomics, talking about yoga and stretching and just different things that we can be showing or sharing with our patients to help them live their lives better and for them to have kind of that longevity and that health as they do grow older and continue to work on their farms and ranches and just living the life that they've been so fortunate to be able to live.
Learn more at agrisafe.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. The 2025 Kansas Soybean Yield and Value Contest have concluded, announcing record-breaking achievements that signal impressive progress in the state's soybean production, even after what was described as a challenging growing season. These annual contests reflect a strong interest from Kansas growers in friendly competition, and more importantly, in learning and refining their management practices. This year's contest saw significant participation, with 63 total entries submitted, split between 36 for value analysis and 37 for yield placement. The headline achievement was the establishment of a new statewide yield record of 144.5 bushels per acre, a major milestone for Kansas agriculture. Equally impressive was the dryland category, where the winning yield reached 111.7 bushels per acre, demonstrating that high productivity is possible without irrigation. This outstanding dryland performance also secured a spot in the prestigious 100 bushel club. The 100 bushel club itself continues to grow, celebrating growers who hit this exceptional yield mark. Since its inception in 2017, the club's membership has steadily expanded, and this year, six entries qualified, including both new and veteran members. This group represents the ongoing commitment of Kansas farmers to maximizing efficiency and pushing the boundaries of what is possible in soybean farming. Furthermore, the value contest highlighted the strong market potential for quality, with a top premium of $1.10 over cash value determined by superior traits like protein and oil content. Beyond the competition, these contests are a vital educational resource. The published results are broken down by tillage methods, irrigation type, and regional performance. By sharing data on inputs, row width, and seeding rates, the contest offers invaluable insight into which specific management strategies yield the best results. This allows participants across different regions to adapt successful practices to their unique soil and weather conditions. The winners of this year's competition will be honored at the Kansas Soybean Celebration, scheduled for January 30th in Salina. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's not rock and roll. It's not country either. It's Shane Smith and the Saints. Live Free Tour, coming to First Council Casino, Friday, February 27th. Shane Smith and the Saints, with special guests. Tickets are on sale now at 7clans.com. The 7clans Players Club, or charge by phone 866-966-1777. Don't miss Shane Smith and the Saints at 7clans First Council Casino and Resort in Newkirk.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News.
Santa told me you wanted a new job this year for Christmas, and he has the perfect one for you. Landall in Marysville offers options for various occupations with competitive wages, $2 an hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, advancement opportunities with raises, profit sharing, Christmas bonuses, and that's just the monetary side of this gift. The Landall sleigh is full of health insurance, 401k benefits, life insurance, and more. Don't wait for Santa. Apply today at Landall.com. Equal opportunity employer, vets, and disability.
Consider giving a gift of grain this holiday season. Recipients get the proceeds from the sale, and the farmer sees tax savings on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
If you want a soybean season that's a cut above the rest, you need the iconic front-to-back coverage of Authority Brand Herbicides plus Anthem Max Herbicide. Use Authority Brand Herbicides for clean fields in the front, and for big yields in the back, apply Anthem Max Herbicide 21 to 28 days after emergence for outrageous protection that really stands out. Visit ag.fmc.com or talk to your retailer about Authority Brand Herbicides and Anthem Max Herbicide to get iconic front-to-back coverage. Always read and follow all label directions.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Still have 2018 grain sitting in your bins? Use it as a tax planning strategy. Gifting that grain to a charity, nonprofit, or the kids means you won't have to pay income tax on the sale of the grain, and it reduces self-employment taxes. Depending on your state's laws, there could be more benefits as well. David Bau is an extension educator in agricultural business management at the University of Minnesota. He says gifting unsold grain left over from a prior year is the best strategy.
That's the best grain to give because they've already taken the expense in 18, and if they gave this year's crop before the end of the year, that causes them to have to not be able to take the deductions for the expenses for the crop. It would go with the gift you file to the kids. So it's better to gift the grain on the side of the year it's produced for IRS rules. And that way the farmer can take the deduction expense for the crop, and they avoid the income by giving it away to the either charity or their kids.
Bau says the accountant doesn't have to be involved because the gifted grain isn't going to show up in your records.
Let's just say I give each kid 1,000 bushels of corn. And then 1,000 bushels goes to the elevator, I deliver it and they put it in their name, and they sell it and they get the proceeds. That just came off my sale receipts. So I've lowered my taxable income by 2,000 bushels of corn. The accountant's never even going to see that because those slips went in my kid's name.
Keep in mind, if the child is a dependent of the parents, the kiddie tax rules apply for unearned income. Grain value over $2,200 will be taxed at the parent's top rate instead of the child's. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about gifting grain at agriculture.com.
NCK Crop Solutions is your dependable supplier for ag chemicals, branded and generic, at competitive prices. They've been serving North Central Kansas farmers since 2017, building trust the old-fashioned way by putting farmers first. Call Clayton at 785-632-7247 or visit at nckcropsolutions.com to start saving on your ag chemicals today. Same day or next day delivery is available with NCK Crop Solutions.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Madeline Drake. Recent weather conditions have increased the risk of fires across the state in the future. Assistant Fire Management Officer of Operations, Rodney Redinger, shares what we could see due to the precipitation.
We've had a lot of rain, and it's been a real timely rain, which is a blessing, right? We've had years of drought, but that timely rain from a fire perspective has also led to a lot of growth. And so we have had a significant increase in fuel loading. So the amount of grass and brush that's out there is more than we've seen in recent history. It could potentially be a challenge. And the other thing that leads to. I know folks that have been bean harvest, for example, has been delayed because of all the mud and stuff. And our fire departments are going to face that same thing if a fire starts when they take their fire trucks off road to go fight a wildland fire that potentially, you know, getting stuck just in some of the areas where normally we've been able to drive along and put the fire out. We may not be able to this year just because of how saturated the soil is.
He details the importance of maintaining your yard to prevent fire.
The leaves are starting to fall off the trees and everything. And so stuff that maybe we did some yard work a month ago, now that's changed because the leaves have fallen off the trees, and that's what gets in the gutters. Sometimes when the wind blows, like it tends to in Kansas, it'll shove those leaves up against your house or something like that. So just doing some yard work with like cleaning up the leaves and getting those away from your house and stuff. A lot of times it doesn't have to be some major project to protect your property or whatever. It can simply just be some yard work with raking leaves and maybe doing that final cutting with your grass or whatever to get it. Instead of being 6 inches tall, now it's 2 inches tall, and that can make a lot of difference.
Redinger describes how fire can climb trees and how quickly it can spread.
If the winds are really blowing 50 miles an hour, then it seems like a lot of times the flames, instead of standing straight up, are being blown over, and so they don't maybe go from tree to tree. But if you're in that like 20 to 30 mile an hour range where the flames are standing more a little straight up, then you'll see the fire climb the trees and burn the trees a little better. Obviously, if the flames are laying over, they're just going to burn across the road, right? The flame from one side will go to the other side. And on the ones where the trees are a little more, I don't know, dense next to the road, then that'll throw embers across the road, and those embers will cause what we call spot fires, and that's how it'll jump a road that way.
That was Assistant Fire Management Officer of Operations Rodney Redinger discussing how fires can spread. I'm Madeline Drake, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Moving through a Thursday as we get a little closer to the end of the trading day. We are having mixed numbers across the board still in the grains market, and that's pretty much where they've been throughout the entire trade day up until this point. For the seeds market, a similar story, getting out of the red for the most part, but there is still some red left behind. And for the livestock, both the cattle and the hogs continue to be in the green. Over in the corn market, March corn up 2 cents at 446 and a quarter. May also up 2 cents at 453 and three quarters. Kansas City wheat for March down 1 3/4 at 521.5. May down 1.5 at 533.5. In the oats market, March oats down 1.25 at 291.25. May down 1.5 at 300.25. In the bean market, January beans up 1 3/4 at 1093 even. March up a penny at 1102 even. Soybean meal for January up $1.40 at 302.60. March up 90 cents at 307.20. Soybean oil for January down 31 cents at 50.78. March down 35 cents at 51.26. In the cotton market, March cotton down 13 cents at 63.99. May down a dime at 65.07. Looking at the currencies for the first time in today's trade day, the U.S. dollar index for December down large in the red, 58 cents at 98.18. March down 60 cents at 97.82. The euro for December, however, is in the green up to $1.17, and March is in the green as well to $1.18. The Japanese yen for December is in the green at 64 cents. March is also in the green at 64 cents, but pushing to 65. Looking at our midday stock market numbers, and there's been a big surge in the Dow as they have jumped 600 points to record as Oracle sparks rush out of AI trade into the broader market. The Dow Jones is up 604 points at 48,661. The S&P 500 is slightly in the green now, up a point at 6,887. And for the NASDAQ in the red, like it has been all throughout the trade day, down 138 points at 23,515. We will see how all of these numbers finish up in the final hour of the trade day.
The winter season is the time for recovering from the year's harvest, repairing equipment, planting winter wheat, and preparing for the upcoming season. So what's in store for the next year of farming? Here at the Mid-America Ag Network, we'll keep you informed on the latest news and information to help you prepare and rebuild. From legislation in Washington to the latest technology on the farm and outlooks for the new year, the Mid-America Ag Network will be here to help keep you prepared for the upcoming challenges on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's cold outside, but spring mowing season will be here soon. Now is the time to get your mower to Maximum Outdoor for the Briggs & Stratton Winter Service Special. Save 25% off winter service labor or free pickup and delivery within a 25-mile radius now through December. Avoid the spring service crunch and save money with the Briggs & Stratton Winter Service Special. South of 21st and Andover Road or West Location, south of Kellogg on West Street or MaximumOutdoor.com.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The Dow Jones has begun the day the same way it ended yesterday, with a rally. The industrials cruised into the midday higher by nearly 500 points and in record territory. Not so for the other major indexes. The S&P this morning was off a third of a percent. The Nasdaq had fallen 1%. High home prices already have sidelined some potential buyers, and signs point to a continuing escalation next year. But a Reuters poll of real estate experts says they think prices will go up just 1.4% in 2026. After plummeting 2 weeks ago, the number of filings for jobless benefits soared last week by 44,000 to 236,000 altogether. The swings are being attributed to hiring anomalies brought on by the holidays. Instacart may have been playing with pricing. A new study says prices for the same products being bought at the same time from the same store could vary by as much as 23%. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KNDY.
During this holiday season, a reminder from One Marysville to shop local and keep your dollars in our community. By supporting local businesses, you're supporting your schools, churches, and community organizations. One Marysville is a proud supporter of these locally owned businesses, and this holiday season, we hope you are too.
Happy holidays from Reflections in downtown Marysville, your locally owned Hallmark Bull Crown store. During the holiday shopping season, stop and see what Reflections has to offer. From keepsake ornaments that bring joy, toys for the kids, and the perfect gift for that KU, K-State, or Chiefs sports fan. We have Hallmark cards, Yankee candles, and so much more. Open 7 days a week during December, shop Reflections, and leave with something you never knew you needed. That's Reflections in downtown Marysville.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Hi there, this is Ty Lumley here at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service in Marysville. With this year coming to a close, the whole crew here would like to say thank you for everything you've done for us this year. We look forward to serving you in the new year. Happy holiday from our family to yours, and safe travels this holiday season from Honeyman Auto Sales and Service.
This holiday season, come down to the Habitat Thrift Shop, where you can find everything from Christmas trees, holiday decorations, table settings, and more. Brand new toys, clothes from head to toe, and antiques. Save on your holiday spending this season with the Habitat Thrift Store in Marysville.
This is Stacy Latta, your local farmer's insurance agent. During the season of giving and gratitude, there's nothing more important than protecting what matters most: your home, your car, and the people you love. As your neighbor and part of this community, I'm here to provide personal service and discuss coverage options for all year long. Give me a call at 785-562-5169 or stop by and see me. Stacy Latta, your local farmer's insurance agent, and let's make sure you're covered for the holidays and beyond.
Before long, Christmas will be here. Have you started your gift buying? This holiday season, there's no better place to celebrate and shop than Marysville. Discover unique gifts, festive decor, and friendly hometown service from the shops that make our community shine. More than shopping, Marysville has a jam-packed December upcoming with festivities, Christmas lights, and family-friendly events you won't want to miss. Visit the new Marysville website at onemarysville.com and make plans for the holiday season. This holiday season, shop small, shop local, shop Marysville, and make onemarysville.com the best spot to stay up to date with everything happening in Marysville. Thank you for shopping local and supporting our Marysville businesses this holiday season.